Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Really excited about this one. This is episode 1,103 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Past that 1,100 milestone. Thank you guys for being with us. I know a lot of you guys have been with us for a minute. Today's going to be a fun episode. Like today, I'm sorry, probably not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And I love you. We'll be back for way more content if this is not your thing. But, you know, we did all this draft work, 205 players. And I know we spend probably 90% of the time talking about the first round, a little bit of time talking about the second round, and every now and then we'll mention the third round. Today is going to be attributed to day three, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round guys. And that's what I want to focus on. We did all the depth of the work to get these guys, and I'm not going to give them near as much credit that they deserve. I mean, come on, we look at what the 49ers have done since Shanahan and Lynch showed up, and you know how much of that's Adam Peters. We're going to find out. He's no longer with us. So can the newly promoted guys step up into that role and get some day three gems? Well, I hope so. I really, really do. And so what we're going to do today, day three perfect fits. So let's talk. There's hardcore people now. So my guys and gals listening to this show, these are for the draft Knicks. You want to find out about those fifth and sixth round, whatever. This is today's episode. So, you know, if it's not your cup of tea, I totally understand. I totally get that. But I hope what we'll be able to do and kind of get through is just, man, it's not just the first and second round. That's not what makes the draft. And you look at this 49ers roster, and it's George Kittle, Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, Talanoa Hufanga, Juwan Jennings. You can go on and on and on and on. It's those back end of the roster guys that make this 49ers team special. Yeah, we got the All-Stars, Bosa, CMC, Trent. Yeah, I get that. Those guys, you got to have both. If you just got All-Stars with no quality starter depth, the 49ers aren't where the 49ers are. And so today's going to be a lot more kind of we're going deep diving, baby. So I'm excited about that. Now, a shout out to everybody who showed up. Paul Hope, man, had such a great time, and I really appreciate everybody reaching out. We did a show together just a couple days ago, Monday, and the amount of people that reached out about the positivity and the community and all that stuff, Paul, just want to say thank you, brother. Appreciate all the opportunities you've blessed me with and just your friendship, man. Really do appreciate it. Mikey, we got all the hashtag CCs in here. Sean, Kim, oh, Darren, all the way from Hawaii. What's up, brother? Hope all's well, man. Say what's up to the lady for me and the family. What's up, Kevin? How we doing? There we go, David. He says, this is what I've been waiting for. Day three gems. That's what's up, Kim, all the way from Denmark. That is awesome. Appreciate you, man. Vince, this is going to be a good one. So right here, Kevin, day three guys are the bulk of the roster in our depth. Let's go. Paul says he's here for all the gems. Let's do this. Oh, Lori, what's up, man? Great work. Let's keep day three going. We have had great picks in this spot. No doubt about it. Hey, Daryl, what's up, man? Appreciate all the support, buddy. So a couple other things that I do want to touch to before we jump into this episode completely. Trent Taylor, blast from the past, talking about day three gems. He's back, baby. I like Trent Taylor. I do. I like this signing. Is it a high ceiling play? No, it's not. But with the new NFL and the new kickoff rule and the new return rule, returners are much more important, and the 49ers have zero returners, and I'm not counting Ronnie Bell. I'm sorry. And so Trent Taylor, if he's anything, he's a quality, solid punt returner. He averaged 9.4 yards per punt return. That is definitely above average in the NFL, but, you know, he doesn't bring a lot for the slot position anymore. I know he did, and yeah, he'll be a backup to the slot, But actually, I'd prefer Ronnie Bell to be the backup to the slot in Juwan Jennings' role. I prefer Trent Taylor just to be a return specialist only. That's my own thing. But the Niners still need major, major, major help in this area because you have to have two returners today. The new kickoff rule, you have two returners back there. You've got to get another one. I think Trent Taylor is very clearly going to be the punt returner. That competition, probably not, going to be the most fun to watch in training camp, but it's going to be Danny Gray versus Ronnie Bell versus Trent Taylor. That's what we got right now. You know, hopefully you draft somebody that can come in and bolster that because that's not the three you want. In my notes, I put not great, Bob. Not great, Bob. The elevator scene, anybody? But you've got to have some returner guys. So this idea, in an ideal world, none of those would make the roster. And I say ideal world. That's not ideal for Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, or Trent Taylor. But I'm just going to be honest. I think receiving, I think Danny Gray has the most to offer. Big play. Blocking, Ronnie Bell. Toughness, Ronnie Bell. Versatility, Ronnie Bell. Returner, Trent Taylor. None of them are complete prospects or complete pros. But I will say this. You know, we were at every single training camp practice there was last year. And Danny Gray was clearly the number one returner and number four wide receiver. That's what he was going to be. And then he got hurt in the preseason game on that return on the sidelines. And Ronnie Bell stepped up, seized the job, did really, really well early, tailored off big time as most rookies do. How's he going to respond? I love his grittiness. I love his versatility. I do never want to see Ronnie Bell return a punt again for the rest of my life. And I know a lot of you guys feel that same way too. But anyway, just wanted to update that. I do think it's pretty cool. That's a huge morale boost to the OGs of the Shanahan era. Trent was highly regarded, and he was highly regarded as well in Cincinnati. Like he was a guy. Yeah. I talked to a couple Cincinnati beat reporters that asked, you know, what do you think of Trent? And they're like, man, everybody loves him. He brings some juice to the squad. There's no doubt about it. So, fun signing. Will he make the roster? We'll see. I'd probably say a 75% chance he makes the roster is just a straight up returner. And I think the Niners can do that now because the depth is not as legit as it used to be. Used to, you'd have to keep all these linebackers and blah, 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 blah. We don't have those anymore. They're not there. So I think it makes it a little easier just to say, you know what? We're going to keep Trent. He's going to be our punt returner. We put him on kick. He's one of our kickoff returners. And that's what it is. So I'm going to say 75% chance he makes the roster, but we got to see how we draft. We draft not one, but two rookies with returner upside. That's going to change pretty dang quick. Shout out to my man, Phil, Patreon member. He says, have the 49ers met with any nickel corners? The answer, sir, is yes, lots of time. Listen to these top 30 visits with players that I consider to be, they can play nickel. Doesn't mean they're just nickels. But they can play nickel. Max Melton, he's probably going second round. Andrew Phillips, I think back into the second round. In fact, Dane Brugler just released a 7-round mock draft with The Athletic. I respect nobody more than I respect Dane Brugler and his team. He had the 49ers taking Andrew Phillips in the second round, pick 63. That's what I did yesterday in our mock draft. Like, come on, Dane. I know you subscribe to the show. Give me a shout out. I'm just joking. I don't want a shout out. I'm not that guy. But minds think alike. And if you want to know about Dane Brugler, like, he is a traits guy. That's what he is. He puts together the beast. He puts together all the freaks list. And so Andrew Phillips is a tape plus traits guy. Very, very clean evaluation. He had the Niners taking him second round, pick 63. Ennis Rakestraw Jr., Duncanville's finest. Kalen Bullock, John Muir, is funny. Like, yeah, I coached where Ennis Rakestraw went to, you know, high school. And then Kalen Bullock played where my son played high school ball down in Pasadena. And then, and like, that's kind of cool. I like the carryover. DJ James, I love DJ James. We're going to talk about him later. Decameron Richardson, we're going to talk about him later. And Chow Smith-Wade. So those are all guys that the 49ers have met with that can play nickel. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys out of their 30 visits. Do you think nickel's a priority? I think so. And not only is it a priority for the 49ers, I know Demo's probably going to be it, but if Demo got hurt, you have one corner on your roster that can play nickel. One. That's Isaac Yiadom. And both Shanahan and Lynch came out and said they want him on the outside. So you need another nickel. Like in today's NFL, you need another one. That's just what it is. So Real quick, let's read through some of these. I like the trend. Alvin, what's up, Alvin? Looking sharp in the AVI, brother. He says, I actually like Taylor as a slot receiver. His back injury really, really ruined. I'm hoping he's back. I really do. But, you know, blocking was always a little bit of an issue. He's got the willingness. Yeah, and the funny thing is, I think Ronnie Bell might be a little bit bigger than him. But Ronnie Bell is a dog. He's mean. And so going from Juwan Jennings to Trent Taylor in that role, which is what he'll play. He'll play the slot. But will he be the number two or number three slot? We'll see. Hugo, that's right. Draft is 1 week away. Oh, draft's 1 week away, man. I'm so happy. I freaking love it. Yeah, we're 8 days out. But if we're counting today, Paul, come on. Don't take this away from Hugo. Happiness, we need this. We need this. Thomas, before Trent got hurt, him and Jimmy were clicking. Yeah, he's a locker room guy, you know, best friends or whatever with George Kittle. And, you know, the 49ers released the old Batman clip from whenever they used to do the show together as rookies. That was cool. I really, really did like that. Vince, lots of returner options in those late rounds. Daquan Hardy, I like Daquan. I think that is exactly what he'll be drafted for. Right here, Kim, we only have 14 available roster spots left to reach 90, not leaving you many room for undrafted free agents. And that's the way the 49ers want it. There's always one undrafted free agent that we always fall in love with. But some of these guys will be cut. So even though right now there's only 14 spots after the draft, 2 to 3 of these guys will be cut because you're going to, you know, we weren't planning on taking a linebacker, but he fell to the third round. We had a second round grade on him, so we took him. So we're going to be releasing Ezekiel Turner. Not saying Ezekiel Turner is going to be, that's just an example. I think Ezekiel Turner is going to be sticking around on the 90, but those types of things happen. So just because there's 14 spots open currently doesn't mean you can't make room for 17, 18 spots. And I do expect that. So if we go out and draft 3 returners, Trent Taylor is going to be cut right after the draft. That's just the nature of the NFL. But nice thing for Trent. He got a little payday. So I'm cool with that. What's up, Greg? He says, I smiled when Taylor signed. I did too. A lot of hate on the timeline whenever we saw that. I didn't like that. But I get it. It's not an upside. Everybody wants, Succession, right? Kendall Roy, all bangers all the time. Like, that is the public consensus idea of free agent signings and draft signings. Like, dude, if they can't be the best in their position, don't touch them. And that's just not the way the NFL works. Not with 32 teams and whatever else. Like, you got to have role players. That's just the way it goes. You got to have them. What's up? Noe says, that's a nice hat. Yeah, this is the new draft cap, which I love the pickaxe. I love the pickaxe on the side with the state of California on there. Yeah, I'm a big fan of this. I got it red and gold, or red and gray. I'm going to be wearing it all the time till the draft. I always get the draft hats, even when they suck. But these ones actually I do like. So let's dive in. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this episode, okay? Now, the best way to do this, or at least this is how I've done it, you know, when we put out the draft guide, the draft book, the draft data, the spreadsheets, all that stuff. If you go to the spreadsheet and you click on filter by grade, and so it's got 205 players listed with, you know, first, second, third, fourth round, priority free agent, whatever. You click on grade, and then I'm removing first, second, third rounders. Just I'm taking them off this chart. Then I'm going over to 49ers fit, and I'm filtering top down. So my 10s are first, then 9, so on and so forth. And so just so you know our grades, 10's perfect fit, right? 1 to 10. I have 2 perfect 10 day 3 grades, just 2 of them, and we'll go through them. And then I have 29 out of 10 fits day 3 for the 49ers. And we're going to be touching all of them. Now, if you want to follow along or if you want to know, like, man, how do we get all that stuff right here? The 49ers Rush 2024 NFL Draft Book is here. 205 prospects completely broken down with combine results, film tape review, background, GPA, major, stats, PFF scores, trait ranks, not one but two playstyle comps for every one, including how they fit on the 49ers and where they will be drafted. Now, if we have it in book format. If you want the raw data and you want to add in your own scouting notes, we have those things as well. So we got PDF, we've got Google Sheets, we've got Google Docs, we've got a war room style big board where you can see all of the players ranked vertically and horizontally based on round. You want to see who could play center. We've denoted that amongst the interior offensive linemen. You want to know which corners can play nickel. We have that as well, all the way down to undrafted free agent status. And if that's not enough, we ranked every single prospect 1 through 205. So you can figure out who the value is when the 49ers select. And we even put together this customizable chart. So if you want to look at, hey, who has the best 49ers fit on a scale of 1 to 10? You could sort it that way. You want to look at who the 49ers have met with. Easy to sort it there as well. Lots of customizable charts that you can create and adapt to however you want them. All you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. As soon as you sign up, you get access to all this and more. Hopefully you guys enjoy, and this will increase your 49ers draft experience for this year.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS. For a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, man, go check it out. Excited about this one. Look at this. Steven says, you know, good morning, John. A very early morning. Love from down under. What's up, Steven? Really appreciate you, buddy. Paul's got his notes out. I love it. Jeff, good morning, John. More draft talk first thing in the morning. Who was your best producing late round gem from the past? Man, I should go through and figure that out. It's probably a little bit of a pound my chest move, but I'm not really good at that too much. I will say this. I put together a list of the rush crush from last year, guys that I loved. And, you know, just a couple names. Tank Dell, he went in the second round. That was my guy. Gervin Dexter, I really liked him. Let me look at some of the late round guys. Let's see here. Yeah, Yaya Diaby, man. I was huge on him. That dude fit the defensive rookie of the year rankings. Brenton Strange, really liked him. He put together a pretty solid year. He went in the second round, though. Let's go to some of these later ones. Oh, Dante Steele, defensive tackle. That dude, he started freaking half the season for the Cardinals, and we're going to have to play against him forever. I had a fourth-round grade on him. He went pick 213, and dude just balled out. Played over 500 defensive snaps. Like, he was awesome. Let's see here. Who else was another guy that I read? Starling Thomas. That dude I loved. Cornerback. He was an undrafted free agent. Started half the year for the Lions. Damn good player. So, you know, there's a handful of hits from last year. But, you know, that's just off the top of my head. I'd have to go back through and look at it. But yeah, I think there's going to be some good ones on here. So let's start. We've got two perfect 10 rankings. Well, let's start with Dejon Anthony. He's a nickel slash corner out of Ole Miss. I've got a fourth round grade on him. 6'195", absolute perfect weight, height, everything you want as far as metrics and the Niners defensive backs go. He's awesome. Now he's a little older, 23 years old, a big hitter. If you watch Jalen Daniels, he had the huge hit where he just freaking upended him and the ball went flying out. Like, he's a hitter, man. Like, he fits. He brings the physicality. 47 games played in. He's all over the place. Instincts off the chart. Can play in every single scheme. Graduated already. Like, I really do like this dude. Dejon Anthony, Ole Miss. Fourth round, nickel corner. I think that he fits. Like, he is a perfect 10 out of 10 whenever I talk about this is a Niners type guy. Now, I'm sure somebody would disagree with me, and there's probably reasons why he shouldn't, but that's what it is. Now, my only other number 10 grade is Ray Davis, who I talk about all the time. Running back out of Kentucky, 5'8", 211. Now, he's not your prototypical Christian McCaffrey, but he's your prototypical one-cut runner, zone, do-it-all running back that most Kyle Shanahan's running backs have looked like throughout his lifetime. And like my comp is Frank Gore. He's the most Frank Gore running back I've ever seen in my life. He is older, but he's got the background very similar to Dre Greenlaw. Foster kid, tough as hell, played through everything. 1,000 yards combined seasons at three separate schools. Like, this dude's been through it, two of which were in the SEC. Like, he belongs. He belongs. Can catch the ball, can block, can do it all. But the age is what's going to keep him back. He's old, 24-year-old rookie. But you don't usually sign running backs to, you know, a second. And again, I'm going to keep freaking screaming this one from the mountaintops. Ray Davis will have the most rushing yards for any rookie running back. Like, I'm just saying, regardless of fit, this dude's going to be up there. Hey, might not have the most. There's a lot of running backs that get drafted, but I'm telling you, I'm betting on Ray Davis. I'm just telling you. The dude is, he's for real, man. He's for real. Now we're into the nines. Some of these guys I won't spend much time on just because I don't think, you know, and again, I'll start with the ones the 49ers met with. Michael Pratt, the quarterback out of Tulane. You know, I've got a fourth round grade on him. The 49ers met with him, but that was before we signed our Dobbs. So you met with him, you did all this stuff. Guess what? We're going to go another way. I just cannot see the 49ers spending a fourth round pick on a quarterback. Pratt might go in the third, fifth round's probably the latest he'll go, but he's a great fit. Like, he is a Shanahan prototypical quarterback. That's just what he is. Now, my next one, I think he's with the 49ers as we speak. I'm lower on him than anybody else I've ever seen. Doesn't mean I'm right. I just didn't like his tape. And that's wide receiver Michael Corley. I have a fourth round grade on him. He is a running back only. He is a wide back only. There's value in that in the Shanahan system, and he's going to go in the second round. Like, he is going to the second round. I'm saying my grade, he is only a break tackle guy. This dude's routes, the worst I've ever graded. Like that, but a lot of that's the system in Western Kentucky. I can't stand watching that offense play. I can't stand it. Grosses me out. The field's gross. The uniform's gross. The Hilltoppers? Come on, man. Like, I'm just as out on Western Kentucky as possible. But it reminds me, I've been burned in the past. You go back to that Baylor system. God, I forget the coach's name. He's like the biggest turd bucket ever. Anyway, it's good that I don't know his name. But like Corey Coleman and, you know, all these different wide receivers that came out of that Baylor system, they just don't run. They don't know routes. They don't know routes. Now, you look at his metrics and his three cone with Michael Corley, they're off the charts. Dude's jacked. And everybody's going to say he's the next Debo. There's not another Debo. There's one Debo, and we have him. Michael Corley is not him. Does that mean he's not electric? He could be a returner. He could be behind Debo, but man, you talk about Debo not getting separation. Oof, that's, I'm just a little out on Corley, but the Niners aren't. They met with him. That's a possible second, third round pick. I think he's going to go pretty early. Next up, Austin Booker out of Kansas, the edge rusher. I've got a 9 on him as far as 49ers fit. And, man, if you're using this draft book, Control F is your best friend. Like, there's just 205 players hard to sort through. You just control F, type in Austin Booker, it just goes right to it. Edge rusher, 6'4", 240, 479. And it's weird because he's not the fastest guy, but he's smaller, explosive, only 1 year of production. That's going to push him down. Jittery, never quits, reads the backfield very well in the run game. That's why I keep bumping him up. The more I watched him, the more I was like, yep, this is a Niners guy. This is a Niners guy. Athletic enough to take chances on gaps and not get beat. In the Big 12, there's a lot of space. He kept making it to the corner. And so, like, I look at his speed, and I'm like, oh, 4.79. He's basically a 4.8 guy. That's not great. But, man, people were not beating him to the edge even when he was out leveraged, even whenever he guessed wrong. Really, really liked him. Kansas did not let him just pin his ears back and go and just pass rush, so that's a little bit of a projection. It's hard to know what you're getting as a pure passer. That's what I wrote. Wins a lot on the second and third pass rush move, just refuses to stay blocked. Fun player, man. I really did like him. And, you know, mockdraftable.com is a very fun resource. You enter a prospect's name, and it has nothing to do with tape, just metrics from the combine. That's all it does. And it compares it to other players at the position. Two of his top five metrics, Arden Key and Aaron Lynch. Like, I'm telling you, tape-wise, it matches. Athletic-wise, testing-wise, it matches. That's why I've got a 9 on him. I think he'll go anywhere in the 4th to 5th round. I have a 4th round grade on him. So that's Edge, Austin Booker. He's a fun player. Like, I really, really like him. And that's one of the guys that's just like, man. And, you know, we're talking, and we always talk first, second, third round. This 4th round is everything for the 49ers. We have 3 4th-round picks. 3. Maybe one of those gets traded to move up a little bit, but pick 124, 132, 135. Like, you're getting 3 guys that can contribute in those spots. 3 within a span of 11 picks. That's where Austin Booker should go. Right there. Right there. There's going to be, I'm telling you, one of these 4th-round picks, that's going to be huge, man. I'm telling you, I'm pretty excited about those. What's up, Ty? How we doing, man? Yeah, Niners royalty. Ty's the nicest person freaking in the world. He's such a good dude. Every time Ty shows up to one of, like, the Rush road trips, I freaking get so excited, and he's just always just awesome. Really appreciate you, Ty. Can't wait to hang out again, man. Now, let's look at who we got next. Okay, next up, Tanner Bordellini. Oh, he's a fun player, man. I didn't know where to put him. And again, 49ers met with him as well. The 49ers, every player I've talked about that's a 9, the 49ers have met with. Michael Pratt, Malachi Corley, Austin Booker, and Tanner Bordellini. They met with all 4 of these guys. So the Niners agree they're a fit. I agree they're a fit. Wisconsin center. I love Wisconsin O-line. You have to if you're a zone scheme. They've been the best in the business for a long time. 6'4", 303. He's got short arms. Don't like that. 4'9", 40. He can move. 22 years old. Center only, probably. Those short arms hurt him. Super athletic. Moves as well as anybody in the draft from the offensive line position. Anybody. Center, guard, tackle. He moves with the best of them. Explosive lower body. Short arms. He started games at center, left guard, right guard, and right tackle. Even has one game as an extra offensive lineman that played tight end. Not as much center experience as you would like, only 13 games. Guard's a possibility, but probably not. Fluid athlete, crazy short arms, zone scheme fit only. Was a huge track and basketball guy. Scored a 30 on his ACT. All right, like you got some smarts, kid. Shanahan loves that. And Ty, Tanner Bordellini, that's an offensive lineman's name if I ever heard one. Yeah, it sounds Italian. There you go. He graduated high school with a 3.98 GPA. How cool is that? He was a double-double basketball player. Athleticism's there. He averaged 13.3 points and 10.3 rebounds per game playing basketball in high school. Like, this dude, he fits. He fits, man. He's a perfect 9 out of 9. that Shanahan scheme. And, you know, I'm huge on Zach Frazier and JPJ and, you know, the Graham Barton. Those are first, second round players for me. And I really hope that they invest that, because I think center is a premium position in today's NFL. That's just my own personal opinion. However, if they don't, going back to those three fourth round picks, imagine if you walked out of the fourth round with Austin Booker, Tanner Bordellini, and Dejon Anthony. Oh my gosh. John Chapman is just going to be beside himself. Like, that is three perfect fits at positions of need that will all get work their rookie year. And I'm not saying Tanner Bordellini would start over Jake Brendel, but man, halfway through the season, once you get to that bye week, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. And that's what fourth round, day three guys are, possibilities. They're not sure things. First, second, third round, look, man, you should be playing some football. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, all right, possibilities. And so, right here, Thomas. Dang it, John. After studying Darius Robinson, I'm convinced we won't get our offensive lineman if he's still on the board. I'm telling you, man, I said it yesterday's show. If I had to bet on one player that the Niners would draft in the first round, it's defensive end Darius Robinson. It's him. I'm telling you. I just cannot see them passing on him for the eighth offensive tackle. That makes no sense. And it makes no sense to me. Like, it's just not the way that this team thinks. He is a perfect fit. We just lost Armstead. I'm telling you, y'all get comfortable with Darius Robinson. I guess probably the next tape I'm going to do on Patreon is going to be a Darius Robinson breakdown. I think we have to do it. And also, I'll bring this up. Tomorrow, today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, the 18th, we have our Zoom hangout for Jerry Rice tier and above meeting. That's on the 49ersrush.com. That's over on our Patreon channel. So at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're getting together for a little Jerry Rice hangout. We're going to talk draft crushes, who you want, who you don't want, positions. It's going to be a fun time to hang out. And if you're somebody that just doesn't want to talk, but you want to participate, guess what? You can join the meeting. You can turn off your mic. You can turn off your camera, and you can just enjoy the show. You want to participate. You want to let your opinions be heard. We would love for that. We would love for that. So tomorrow, Thursday, the 18th, 5:30 p.m., Jerry Rice tier. This is the best time to ever sign up on our site. It's the best time. We've got free trials. Go sign up for a free trial. Get the draft book. Get the draft guide. Come to the Zoom hangout. And if it's not your thing, you can cancel. But if it is your thing, I hope that you stay and support the show. That is the lifeblood of the 49ers Rush, because that's how I feed my family. That website, the 49ersrush.com, and our Patreon channel. You know, people always ask me, man, what's the best way to support you? And those are the two best ways. Even if you're not going to watch the videos, if you're not going to come to Zoom hangout, you want to support the show, you like what we do, that's the best way to do it. And if you want to see, you like the content, free trial. You join, sign up, cancel within a week, cost you nothing. So excited. We're getting close to draft. We are going to be down in Marietta, just outside of Temecula, at the Champion Sports Bar. Days 1 and day 2, April 25th to 26th, we're going to be broadcasting live from there. 49ers only, baby. I talked to the owner yesterday, and he's like, dude, we're getting a lot of reservations. Like, there's a strong chance we're going to sell out and hit capacity pretty soon. So if you're thinking about coming out, you know, day 1 or day 2, reach out to them. The phone number again, 310-847-9150. And so if you're in San Diego, LA, or anywhere in between, come hang out. It's like $10 at the door. Like, we're giving away so much stuff. Again, that phone number, if you want to just text for reservations and just say, hey, can I get 3 for day 2 of the draft, or can I get 4 for day 1? 310-847-9150. Come party with us at the Champion. It's going to be an absolute blast. And again, if you're a Niners fan, we're turning this place into a Niners bar. I already told the owner, it's happening. So for that part of Southern California, that's your new Niners home, man. They're going to broadcast every game, Niners. It's going to be up every time. So if you're looking for a place for community, boom, come on out. We're going to make some friends. We're going to have a good time. All right, let's get to our next one. another player with the 49ers currently. And this is our last 49ers player that is visiting out of all of these. Number 9, day 3 prospect, Sione Vaki out of Utah. Safety, 5'11", 210. He's got a little bump to him. Like he's got some size to him. Crazy short arms. That's why he's got 29 and an eighth inch arms, 8 5/8 inch hands, tiny hands, short arms, but athleticism's there. Strong, 20 bench press reps, met with the Niners, 23 years old. He was a running back at Utah and they moved him to safety. Good blitzer. One of the most unique players, very versatile, great versus the run, hair on fire. This is a Talanoa Hufanga type player. He's going to fly up there and violent. This is not your calm, cool, collected Tayshawn Gibson. That's not what this is. This isn't Logan Ryan. This is let's go mess some stuff up. He is a fun, fun, fun player. Pass coverage, still a thing in process. Needs time to develop. Special team stud day one. Has the right attitude and body to be a safety nickel, but needs coaching. This is a developmental guy. And on top of this, guess what, guys? He went to Antioch High School here in the Bay. Transferred to Brentwood, but grew up a diehard 49ers fan. Like, he won NorCal Player of the Year. Already did his Mormon mission in Tonga. That's why he's a little bit older. But he is a fit. He is a fit with this team. And again, all these details are in our draft guide. Like, we went probably a little too deep on some of these players. But he is a fun player. I've got a fifth-round grade on him. But the Niners met with him. He's a fit. Safeties always drop. So I have a fifth-round grade on him. I would not be shocked if this dude goes sixth, seventh round. But special teams, you want that kind of, you know, extra emphasis there. Oh, he's awesome. David, Vaki looks like a destroyer on special teams. He's mean, man. He's a bowling ball. That dude is, oh. Oh, Colin, what's up? He says, wish I could stay up to the Zoom. That's 1:30 UK time. It ain't going to happen. I feel you, man. I'm sorry, Colin. Next time. It's hard to balance those times, but let me know. Reach out. DM me what times work well, and we can vary the times because I know I'm not going to make everybody happy with the times that we have. So reach out to me. Let me know. Let me know. What's up, Christian Gomez? We got royalty in the house, guys. PB Systems. Christian Gomez, diehard Niner. You want help with the website, company, the way he designed the draft book. I gave him the data. This dude just created. So if you need presentations, sales, website design, training for your employees, go to PB Systems. It is right in the link of this description of this video. Go check it out. Man, they're the best. They're the best. All right. Our next one. Oh, I got one of my Texas guys. There are a lot of Texas guys that are fits because they run similar offenses than the 49ers. That zone, Sarkisian adapted everything that he did after he took over for Kyle Shanahan at Atlanta. All right. So 2017, Shanahan comes to the 49ers and Sarkisian gets hired as his replacement as OC. And he just adapted Shanahan's scheme. And so whenever Sarkisian went to Alabama, he kept it. And then whenever he went to Texas, it's way more Shanahan-esque than almost any other offense out there. So there's a lot of fits. Now, Christian Jones, I've talked about him before on this, offensive tackle, Texas. This guy, man, he's pretty damn good. And, you know, it's funny because, like, if you like Jordan Morgan, Christian Jones is the same player. More athleticism. He's way more athletic, so a little bit higher ceiling. But he's old. He's experienced. He's 24 years old as a rookie. But he's Jordan Morgan in the fourth round. And so, and I'm not sure he's the worst player. I really am not. His tape's not as good as Jordan Morgan. That's why he's a fourth round pick. His athleticism's better. He's a better run blocker. I feel like most of the community's kind of soured on Jordan Morgan the more tape that they've watched. But yeah, Christian Jones, run blocking, athleticism and size, 6'5", 305, 34 and a half inch arms, ran a 5.04 40. He's just awesome. Top three run blocking zone tackle in the draft. Now, does Shanahan go back to that? You know, you go from McGlinchey, run blocking extraordinaire, pass protection, never great. Then you go to Colton McKivitz, he's a pass-blocking guy. Run-blocking, lackluster. Christian Jones, much more traditional Shanahan-type tackle. And, I mean, he was on the Big 12 Commissioner's Honor Roll 7 times, started 48 games in college. So you're looking at, like, look, durability, experience, traits. That's why he's a 9. And he is great at run blocking. 82.6 zone blocking grade. Jack Conklin, you know, I have that third to fourth round. Like, I could see him going in the third round because I could see him getting pushed up. But that's Christian Jones. Really like him. Let's stay with offensive tackles. And another guy that I kind of fell in love with late in the draft, TCU, and I hate TCU. I never liked TCU. I grew up right next to TCU in Fort Worth, and I just always couldn't stand that school. Anyway, that's another story. 6'4", 313, 34.5-inch arms. Check, check, check. 4.99, 40. And you got to remember, John Lynch's daughter goes to TCU. He goes down there all the time for volleyball and checks out the football thing. That's why we got D winners. I would not be shocked if Brandon Coleman, Jared Wiley, the tight end TCU, like Lynch is hooked into that school and that front office and that coaching staff. Would not be shocked in the least if we get a TCU guy again. And Brandon Coleman's awesome. Offensive tackle. Long arms. Gets a great push in the run game. Can play tackle or kick inside. The versatility's there. Clean first 2 counts of a kick slide, but speed guys always give them problems. I don't like that. Lack of flexibility, heavy-footed. Major balance issues. I didn't like that. Like, there's issues, but insane size and testing. So some team will reach on him, hoping to get the next Vitae out of Philly. A team captain. I mean, like, grew up in Germany, military family. Didn't even start playing football until high school. Was a huge travel basketball player. Like, he won the Euro Championship in basketball as a shooting guard. Like, he is athletic. And he's built like a basketball. Like, you see him, and you're like, all right. Not a lot of bad weight on this dude. And yeah, Ty, but that's the issue. Speed guys give him problems. That's why he might kick inside. But this is what you get when you get to day 3. I could go through every one of these players. Like, I love Ray Davis more than anybody. More than anybody, the running back. We talked about him earlier. He's a 24-year-old running back as a rookie. Like, the reason why these are day 3 prospects is because there are issues. That's just why. The reason why a first-round player is a first-round player, let me build this out in my head here. The gerbil runs slow sometimes upstairs. First-round players have a ceiling with limited questions. There are better fourth-round players at the college level than a lot of the first-round guys that get picked. Look at Chop Robinson. Dude had three sacks. He's going to go in the first round. Make that make sense. It doesn't logically, but you're drafting what they can become. A lot of these guys just have lower ceilings and issues. The issues are what push them back. Why is Christian Jones going to be a fourth round guy? He's old. Doesn't have top end level tape. He's a better run blocker than pass protector. There are guys like that in the first round, right? Fuaga, he fits that to a T. But he's not near as old, and he doesn't have as much bad tape. These issues, that's what pushed them down. Right here, David, he says, Christian Jones sounds like a great fit. He is. And I think all these guys are. Right here, played basketball but has slow feet. Some people can't move backwards into the side. Like, it's weird. There's a couple players, you know, you look at the offensive tackle, and you're just like, man, you get them out in space. They just can't move backwards. It's a Derek Zoolander. Some people just can't turn left. They just can't. I've coached players that are left tackle quality players, amazing left tackle. Oh, we're going to move you over to the right side because we have another younger left tackle, and that player sucks. He just can't do a right kick slide. Just can't do it for the life of him. Like, it's weird. And logically, it's like, you should be able to do this because you can do that. That's not always the way it goes. Some guys can play left and right side. Some guys can't kick slide. Some guys cannot backpedal as DBs. Some people cannot shuffle and transition out. I don't know, man. You see a lot of that stuff out there, and it's just like, huh, all right. Well, that's not him. He's going to be a guard. And so Brandon Coleman's got some time. And Brandon Coleman's one of the players that I would not be shocked go in the third round. Because if you're a traits-based team, I could 100% see you being really, really high on him. All right, let's move to our next one. We're going Tyreek Smith out of Georgia. He's a safety who could play nickel. He's got that versatility. Now, Niners have not met with any of the players we're talking about moving forward. But, gosh, man, I look at this dude and I'm just like 49ers all over. 5'10", 202. That's perfect. 4'4", 6 speed. 1.58 10-yard split, so he's sudden. 23 years old. Had 17 coverage stops, fourth best in the NCAA. Like, he is always around the ball. Coverage, shot out of a cannon. Play speed is good, but not 4'4". Like, he's good. He's faster than, like, Sione Vaki. But I didn't see 4'4 speed on tape. Yeah, very good rerouting. He is patient, likes contact, and just pisses receivers off consistently. Played a lot of nickel in the kind of a three safety type look. He reroutes wide receivers so well. It was really, really cool. In the box, safety is probably his best fit. Nickel is a possibility as well. Loves to blow up wide receiver screens in the flats. I mean, this dude built like a running back, loves contact any way he can get it. Might have the second most snaps in the nickel spot as anybody in this draft. A++ in the run game. There's a lot of nickels that are projected to be nickels. This dude's played nickel. And if you're drafting Tyke Smith, he's starting nickel. Like, you're putting him at nickel and you're going to fail him to safety. That's what he's going to do. Special teams and nickel. And if that doesn't work, all right, we're kicking him to safety. That's the progress. That's the way it's going to go with him. But he's got the experience. Transferred from West Virginia after 2 years. He was a starter there. Transferred, sat behind Javon Bullard, who's just a beast. Broken foot and torn ACL in 2021. He has a 2-year-old kid already named Zyla. So you're talking about somebody that's, you know, well longer than a year. Very similar to Ty Davis Price maturity-wise. Or you could even talk Daryl Luter. He's old. He's 23. The maturity, that's there. This dude's a parent. Doesn't necessarily make you mature, but it gives you the opportunity to be so. Anyway, I like this dude, man. Oh, he's so fun. Ball skills, 9. Coverage, 8. Tackling, 10. Von Bell, 4th round. I liked him. Oh, he was fun. He was Tyke Smith out of Georgia, which I do like the Bulldogs. A lot of my family, I've gone to a lot of Bulldogs games, but shout out, David. I know you're listening. Go Dogs, baby. Now, I want to stop and here we go. A Zoolander reference. Now it's a party. That's right, baby. Now we're about halfway through. Are we? Yeah, I got over about halfway through. I hope we're doing okay. We're buckling in. Maybe I should speed up a little bit because a lot of these guys, a little bit later grades. But man, I'm just having too much fun. And I hope you guys are enjoying this too, because these are names that probably you don't hear too much about. And hopefully the whole idea is we get familiar with these names because you're going to hear them. You're going to hear them. And whenever all those podcasts come out after day two, hopefully you've already got a little, you know, seed planted on some of these guys so that you know who to look for on day three. Everything that we do, almost spit my water. Everything that we do is about increasing the fan experience on draft day right now. That's it. I want you to have guys to root for. And hopefully I go through one of these profiles and you're like, ooh, all right. Sione Vaki, that's my guy. And you get these guys that you root for that the Niners pick. And then what happens is, here's the sad news, spoiler alert, the Seattle Seahawks pick them and then you hate them. Then you hate them. Ugh, that's the worst thing that could happen. That's the worst thing that could happen. All right, here we go. Let's get to our next one. We got Kalen Carson. Cornerback out of Wake Forest, another nickel guy. Ty says, we can say we heard it here first. Hashtag CC, I love it. What's up, Phil? I answered your question earlier in the show. I don't know if you just made it here, but if you did, You might want to go back and look at the first third of the show. I answered your email on here, but appreciate you, Phil. You're the man. Kalen Carson, West Virginia cornerback, 5'11", 199. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. 6 foot, 200 pounds. That's what the 49ers want at defensive back, period. This dude is that. Tidy hands, 8 1/4 inch hands, ran a 4.52 40 at his pro day. 22 years old, cat-like, jumpy corner, springs into action versus the run. Good eyes and football IQ, anticipatory player. Watch his tape. You can tell just by watching film. He reads routes rail, you know, 2-1, 1-2. He recognizes what is going on. Can play all DB spots. Very patient in diagnosing wide receiver routes. Ball skills non-existent. That's a problem. That's why he's here. You're going to draft somebody that doesn't intercept the ball ever? This your guy. No issues with contact. Will go high on wide receivers or running backs. Like, he'll freaking throw his weight around. I like that. Feisty. Started 34 out of 36 games at Wake Forest. But before that, he missed a lot of time. So, like, injuries were an issue with him. He missed 11 games early on. But then 34 out of 36 starts, he was there. High school quarterback, wide receiver, Los is his name. I like that. Lettered basketball and track, academic, all Big Ten. I got Big Ten there, but that should be ACC. Oh, I think he transferred. Yeah. So that's why he was there. Just no interceptions. He doesn't have ball skills. Run support, 9. I put J.C. Jackson without the ball skills. And not J.C. Jackson now. J.C. Jackson coming out of college. That's Kalen Carson. Can play nickel. Could play outside, could move to safety if you needed him to. Like, all those are options. All right, now let's do some linebacker. We don't have a lot of linebackers. I'm going Jalen Ford, Texas again, man. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. 6'2", 240. This dude is the Dre Greenlaw type linebacker. I've gone on this rant before. The 49ers have two linebacker prototypes. There's the Fred Warner. There's the Dre Greenlaw. They're completely different metrics-wise. This is a Dre Greenlaw guy. 6'2", 240, short and stocky. 4.7 speed, not great. Doesn't have long arms. Doesn't have the length that Fred Warner has, right? So you got Jalen Graham. You've got Fred Warner. That's same. And then you've got Dre Greenlaw, D. Winters. Same. Now, Winters brings the speed. But A-plus run defender. Glides through traffic with the best of them. Like, it is. He's pretty good at football. And I was somebody that was convinced he was going to be kind of a second-round pick. He just never took that next step. He entered the scene for Texas, 49 consecutive games played, like Iron Man. But he just never elevated. Like, he jumped on the scene and started early on for Texas. And I was like, dude, this dude's going to be a dude. And it just never really upgraded. He might be already tapped out. And that's what stinks. But here's what's crazy, because he's a run defender, but he's got 6 interceptions. Like, he just has instincts and puts himself in the position to make plays. And I mean, he's got more than many DBs in this class. Speed and length, non-existent. They're not there. Tape says second rounder. Metrics say day 3. Special teams ace for 2+ seasons before he was a starter. Frisco Lone Star. Dallas kid, North Dallas kid, teammates with Marvin Mims, team captain, clean player, just clean player. Just doesn't have the ceiling. He doesn't have the ceiling. In my opinion, if you draft Jalen Ford, probably Curtis Robinson's off this roster. Maybe D. Winters is going to stick around just because of special teams. He's got that speed and it translates, but I would rather have Jalen Ford is my backup Dre Greenlaw than D. Winters. Way more consistent. Way more consistent. Doesn't have the metrics. Winters way faster. Way faster. This is a better football player, if that makes sense. So that's Jalen Ford, linebacker, Texas, fun player. Let's go Tyron Tracy, baby. Y'all want some running back action? Purdue. We've had another Purdue running back. The surfer, baby, Raheem Mostert. He would be proud. Tyron Tracy out of Purdue, running back. 5'11", 201. Weird evaluation. Like, this cat's weird. Because he was a wide receiver and a returner that they moved to running back just a year ago. That's it. But he is a freak athletic wise. He ran 4.48. That's incredible. All right. That's good for a four, like a running back. 1.53, 10 yard split. That's awesome. 40 inch vertical. Unbelievable. 6.83 cone. Change of direction off the charts. Versatile running back, wide receiver, returner. And so, like, I'm looking at somebody like, okay, I don't get Malachi Corley. Dude, Tyron Tracy runs better routes and is an actual running back. Now, he's going to go several rounds after Corley, but that's okay. Incredible metrics for a running back. 7 traits in the top 75% of his position among NFL. Great hands, pass pro above average. Can make people miss in the hole consistently. Really good vision for only 1 year at a running back. Like, we do the background and draft write-up and some of the stats, and then you watch the tape. And so maybe one of the negatives in our scouting process is I kind of have like an idea, a raw running back with elite traits. And that turned on the tape. This dude's not raw. Like, he's more polished than a lot of other running backs. He's only done it for 1 year. And so Tyron Tracy, we always make a joke about Shanahan running backs, blah, 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 blah. This dude has some of the most upside of anybody in the position, and he's a day 3 guy. So you're talking, you know, 5th round, probably where he's going to go. Where did I have him at? Let me see. Yeah, 4th to 5th round. That's where he should go. You know, again, he was a wide receiver at Iowa for 4 years before transferring to Purdue. And, you know, track, basketball, football, all those things, small town Indiana. He's a fun player. 6.3 yards per attempt, 8 touchdowns, receives out of the backfield. That's not an issue. Chuba Hubbard, Miles Sanders type of guy. That's what he reminded me of. Tyron Tracy, just a fun player. Just a really fun player. And so, again, if Shanahan's going to do a 4th or 5th round running back, that's a fit. That is a fit with what the Niners do. All right, let's go Dylan McMahon, NC State center prospect, 5th round grade, light, 6'3", 299, short arms, 31 and 3 quarters, 5'1", 40. Good player, 23 years old, athletic, good feet. Can play all interior spots, but he's got to be a true center. Like, he's not wide enough. He's not thick enough. Anchoring is his best issue, or is his best trait, which is weird because he's under 300 pounds. Like, this dude, he sits the bucket. That's what we call it. Sit in the bucket. You're coaching in one-on-ones, and like your guard or sitter gets ran over and bull rushed, and you're back with the coaches right behind. The phrase, like, I would always tell my coaches, you coach in phrases. Like, I don't want to hear you talk at a practice. This is work time. So you corrected phrases quick. I don't want you having conversations. I want reps. And so whenever a guy can't anchor, sit in the bucket. And you would hear it. Yeah, I would scream that all the freaking time, man. And so, like, he does it well. He does it really, really well. Combo blocks. He brings some anger to his game, which I like. Type of pass pro that will give up hurries, but not quarterback hits. Hope that makes sense. Zone scheme only. He started 22 games at right guard, 14 games at center, 8 at left guard, wrestling track background. His brother was an all-ACC center at Florida State. He's already got his business degree. He was on Bruce Feldman's freak list. He's an athlete. He's an athlete. Ricky Stromberg, that's kind of my comp for him. Somebody that would go late. And you're talking about a career trajectory very similar to Jake Brindle, undersized, hyper-athletic. Gives up pressures, not hits, but this is a 5th round guy. That's what he is. That's what he is. So that's Dylan McMahon. Where are we at now? We got Brennan Jackson. I saw somebody bring him up in the chat, I think. Did somebody talk about Brennan Jackson? Sorry if I missed it, but I think somebody said his name earlier and I didn't star it. So I apologize. That's on me. I'm going to give you guys credit because I think somebody said him. Brennan Jackson, Washington State, very, very fun player. You know, edge, just edge. It's 6'3", 264, coming off the edge, 4'6", 940, nice. 21 bench press reps, 23 years old. older, not the biggest splash. Played well against Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle, Arizona. 41 career starts at Washington State. Love it. He wears number 80. And so, like, number 80, Jerry Rice, as an edge player, come on, man. Goes all out every play. Change of direction is very good. You can tell he spends time in the weight room. Had some power to his game I liked. Three touchdowns scored from fumble recoveries in 2023. I thought that was fun. Will be a team favorite as soon as he shows up. High floor, low ceiling type player. He's from Temecula. Hey, Brennan, come on out to our draft party. I'm just saying. I'm sure you've got better things going on. California kid. Mother is from the Army and a former bodybuilder. His mom. Several Ivy League offers, Princeton and Yale. Cousin with Josh Norman. Like, this dude, he's already got his MBA. He graduated, you know, his undergrad, got his MBA. Injured his ankle at the Senior Bowl, so we don't got a lot of the metrics, or at least I'm not sold on a lot of the testing. Was a team captain, fun player. I don't know what he's best at. Run, pass rush. He's just jack of all trades, edge type player that's going to catch on with the team. And because of his strength, I think he's going to land a spot. Cameron Thomas, that's the type of player he is. You remember him out of San Diego State, fun player. That's Brennan Jackson, edge rusher. Out of Washington State. Let's go Miles Harden. Back to the cornerback position. South Dakota. What's up, South Dakota? Nickel guy, 5'10", 195. Gosh, man, this is fun. I hope you guys are having a good time. I'm having too much fun. Crazy short arms, 29 and 7. They're not even 30-inch arms. Bad. 4.5040, so he can run. 22 years old, physical and tough. This dude likes to hit. Great in the run game, fights off blocks well, loves to tackle. Good zone fit, type coverage fit. Let's see, flips his hips with the best of them. Can lose contain more than you like on the run game, but it's because he's going to make a heck of a tackle. Like, he's got to learn patience on the outside and just turn it in. He wants to go in and make a tackle for loss. And so there are a few times he'd knife in and almost get a tackle and lose the outside contain. But it's because of aggressiveness. You can coach pulling back. It's difficult to coach attitude adjustment into being more aggressive. Think of Kella Witherspoon. Dude's just never going to be aggressive. He can't do it. It's not in his DNA. This dude, Miles Harden, he can go hit. So quick in and out of breaks. Most teams will just stay away from him. Like South Dakota, let's just be honest. It's not – the tape's pretty funny to watch. Looks like a high school stadium, right? But – teams would stay away from him. So, like, I'm going through multiple tapes trying to see, like, somebody challenged this guy. Didn't happen too often. Wish teams tested him more. Five forced fumbles is impressive. And he had the chance to transfer and get an NIL deal, but said loyalty. He was a team captain. He wasn't leaving his team. So, like, there's a lot to like about him. Projection is key. Because not a lot of tape where he's in coverage or people are testing him. He's covering well, but I like him. I really, really do. Kyler Gordon, that's what he reminded me of. I could see him, you know, what did I put on him as far as I had a fifth round grade. Yeah, I got a fifth round grade on him. I got to fix my book. I was wrong on there. Oops. Sorry about that. Fifth round grade. So a couple other guys. I'm going to wrap up this show. I know we're getting long. My voice is going to go out soon, but if you want to go look on the draft book for some of these other guys, these are perfect fits. Day three, James William, Miami linebacker. He was awesome. Isaiah Davis, running back, South Dakota State. We've covered South Dakota and South Dakota State in this show. I feel like we've done day three a service. AJ Barner, tight end out of Michigan. He's Charlie Warner, man. So, like, the 49ers are drafted a tight end at some point in this draft. If you just want a straight-up blocker and you miss out on all the other tight ends, your Theo Johnsons, your Holker, your Cade Stover, your Jatavion Sanders, you miss out on all those guys. A.J. Barner, sixth round, seventh round, comes in. He'd be the number two blocking tight end for us. Nathan Thomas, offensive tackle, Louisiana, which I like. You know, this is Elijah Mitchell's old offensive tackle, fun player. Cornelius Johnson, wide receiver, Michigan. Big specimen. I hate Michigan tape, though. And then Jordan Whittington, wide receiver. He's Juwan Jennings. Tough, lunch pail, no elite traits, but does all the dirty work. Special teams, blocking. He's a tough physical athlete that's just a fun player. So that's all my nines and tens. If you go over to our chart and you scroll down, you can see all the other fits. There's a lot. And, you know, I'm seeing Bronson bring up Tanner. He says, Tanner McClain, tight end, Arizona. I gave him a 7 on the 49ers. Good speed, frantic blocker, overshoots the second level too often, but he wants to block. Athletic on tape and testing, receiving tight end and a willing blocker, but might be maxed out already. Good at contested catches. Canadian. I like that. Walked on at Arizona after 4 years at Southern Utah. I just couldn't find enough in his receiving game. He's got speed, but I had a 7. But, hey, if you like him, that's cool. Right here, Tip Ryman, another big blocking tight end. I like Tip. I did like Tip. What did I give him? I gave him a 10, but I have a third-round grade on him. So Tip's in my third round. So that's why he wasn't mentioned today. Yeah, he's a 10 out of 10 for me. And we do need a blocking tight end, Bronson. I'm with you. Right here, Justin. He says, I'm curious what you think of Jamari Thrash. I didn't like him as much as a lot of others. 5'11", 188. I had a 6 on the 49ers skip for him, or fit for him. 31-inch arms, 8.5-inch hands. Some of the smallest hands ever for a wide receiver. 4.4 speed, that's there. Shifty, makes people miss. Can turn some routine plays into home runs. Jitterbug, doesn't like to block. Good speed, shows on tape. In and out of cuts is great, but then he ran a bad 3-cone. Like, I was like, all right, this is probably a 6'8 3-cone guy. He ran a 7.16. Like, that's not a good 3-cone time for somebody that's 188 pounds. So that's interesting. But the tape, always tape first, always tape first. You know, returner, jet sweep, upside. I don't know. I feel like there's 10 guys like this in the draft. So kind of pick. I prefer Jacob Cowing, but. I get it. Jamari Thrash is fun. He's a fun player, and he would be a returner for us. He would be a returner for us. But I wasn't sold on him. I didn't like him as much as a lot of other people did. But that's kind of the way it goes. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I know I sure did. And sometimes I feel like whenever I do shows for myself, there's fewer people that like it, but the ones that like it really like it. But let me know. I don't know. Is this something? Should I do more of this? Or is it a little too much? Anyway, you guys are the best. We're close. Oh, we're so close. Go get the draft guide. Go look through it. Have a good time. Sign up. You are the best. Till next time. Stay strong, faithful.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.